Hello again. Not seen a lot of you for a long, long time. A couple of people who are visitors don't know me at all. I'm Joel, the pastor here, and I've been on what's called a sabbatical in the Church of England, a long service leave. So I've been away for a long time. It's nice to see many familiar faces. And it's very odd. It's been very odd being away for so long. It's very strange not doing the normal activity for such a long time, being away from home for such a long time. And going to different churches, and I'll hopefully over the weeks tell you some of the things that we've learned. My wife Karen is not back at the moment. She's been back and then gone away again. Our fourth grandchild was born, so that was happy news for us. And she's up in Nottingham, looking after helping the family look after the baby. Due back tomorrow. So I'd love to say hello to you all over coffee afterwards. Before I even knew that I was going to have a sabbatical, I arranged to do a Thanksgiving event for a family with a baby. So I've got to be back here at 20 past 12. So come over and say hello quickly at the Minor Hall. But hopefully over the weeks we'll catch up. We'll have plenty of time to talk. We're going to look at God's word together now. Mark, shall we have that slide to read together? Here we go. Here's something that the Bible says about the Bible. It's helpful for us to remember this before we look at it. Let's read together. All people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. And the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. So let's look at that word. If you take one of the Bibles, the blue book from the shelf in front of you, and turn to page 623. Can everyone see one of the screens? I know the ball might be in the way of the screen for some of you. You can see them. Great. We'll ask for God's help before we read. Almighty God, please enable us to hear what you say in the Bible. We thank you that the Bible has your words. Help us hear what you say. We thank you have gathered us together so that you would work in us as a church. Please comfort those of us who are discouraged and challenge those of us who need challenging. Teach those of us who don't know enough yet. We all need to know more. Please work, be at work amongst us now. In Jesus' name, amen. So we are back in the book of Psalms that we have looked at in summertime over the previous 4 or 5 years. Not that we have got to 124, we've jumped around a bit, but we're carrying on with this series of Psalms, in this part of the book of Psalms. So Psalm 124, a song of ascents. Now, before I go any further, let me explain what that means. The song of ascents, that was for going up. This is when God's people went up for special meetings. All God's people met together. They went for meetings where they would remember what God had done for them. And in the time of Moses, God had given instructions that they would do that 3 times a year. The whole nation would gather together at Jerusalem in order to remember what God had done in different ways. And you might remember the story when Jesus and his family went on one of those trips and he got lost. Well, he wasn't lost, but his parents got lost from him and left him in Jerusalem. Well, now that Jesus has come, God's people don't go to Jerusalem. We are looking forward to a greater meeting with God in the new creation. But we meet each Sunday like this in getting ready for that. Back to the Psalm. Psalm 124, verse 1. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We've escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. But let me begin with a story I made up. Number 5 bus. didn't have to be the number five bus, but a bus was driving along the road. It went towards the river. The bridge over the river has broken. So the bus is going to tumble into the river, and it's likely that people will die. Everyone saw it. They started shouting for help. Some of them gripped onto their seats, but the driver saw it. She pressed the brake, and the bus stopped just in time. They didn't fall into the river. Mark, we've got a slide. Why was everyone safe in that story? First option. Was it because they held onto their seats? Is that what kept them safe? Was it because they shouted for help? Was it because the bus driver used their brakes? Which was it? It was the bus driver used their brakes. Unless the driver had braked, if the bus driver hadn't hit the brakes, then they would have all crashed into the river. Well, that's the same idea for this psalm. A giant country, a great empire, with many, many people, an enormous army was coming to get the people of God, the people of Israel. They were going to be like a monster to swallow them up. Some of the people of Israel, they prayed to make-believe gods to their statues. Some of them asked the people from other country to come and help them. But actually, God was with Israel on their side. And they were safe. So similar series of questions. Why were they safe? Was it because the make-believe gods helped? Was it because other countries came with their armies and helped? Was it because God was on their side? God was on their side. That's right. Unless God was on their side, if God was not on their side, then they would have been swallowed up. Just like in the story of the bus, unless the driver had hit the brake, they would have gone over the edge into the river and people would have died. Unless God had been with them, then they would have been swallowed up. Do you see, it says that in verse 2. If the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. Their flood would have engulfed us. So they would have swallowed them up whole, like in this little box I've got a grape. Fancy grape. Sorry, I didn't bring enough to go around. But you can, a couple of chews, it's gone down, swallowed it whole, it's gone. And that's what it felt like for the people of Israel. They were going to be swallowed up by this monster country. It would be like lots of water, so much water that it engulfs you. The engulfing waters, when the water gets deeper and deeper, it goes up to your neck, and then it goes over your head, and it's completely swallowed you up. That's what it would be like, this great big army coming to take over. It would be like so much water that it would sweep you away in a torrent or a storm. You couldn't stand up. The water would wash you away. If God was not on their side, then they would have had a disaster. But God was on their side. That's the point of the song. If he hadn't been on their side, it would have been a disaster. But God was on their side. They weren't swallowed up. They weren't engulfed. They weren't swept away. Well, what does this mean for us now that Jesus has come, God's people has changed from being Israel to being the church, the believers in Jesus. What is the danger for us? It's not the danger of a bus going into a river. It's not the danger of an army coming to invade the country of Israel. The danger is that our sin makes us God's enemies. Rob has explained this morning what sin is, this thing that's from within us, which means that we think we know better than God, tend to shove off. So that's the danger for us. Our sin makes us God's enemies. And Satan tells us lies so that we would distrust God. And we listen to those lies. Those are dangers for us. Unless God was on our side, unless God was on the side of believers in Jesus, then we would be punished forever for listening to Satan's lies and following our sin. Unless Jesus had come to the world to be with us, if Jesus hadn't come to be with us, then we would still be God's enemies. We need to realize that unless Jesus had come, we would all go to hell. That's what the psalm is saying. You see that verse 2. If the Lord had not been on our side when we were in great danger, then there would have been terrible trouble. And he says in verse 1, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say. Now, again, we're not people of Israel. We are the believers in Jesus. So let the whole church say, if the Lord had not been on our side, the whole church say it. Come on. If Jesus had not been on our side, we need to say that. Yeah. We would have had a disaster. We don't go to Jerusalem to meet like they did for this psalm. We come to church on a Sunday and the Bible says, come on, all of you say it. Sing up. If God had not been on our side, what would have happened? A disaster. When we sing our songs together, sing up. That's what the psalm is telling us to do. And if you don't feel you're very good at singing, come to our Sunday evening practice sessions once a month. The Come Let Us Sing. It's the third Sunday, isn't it? That we normally the third Sunday. We'll let you know when it's happening next. Come on, sing up, join in. That's what the psalm is saying. What should we sing? Do we come to sing, oh, I've been such a good person all this week. Oh, it's amazing, all the good things I've done. We don't sing those songs. Do we come to church and are our songs, oh, I love you so much, God. Oh, you must be amazed by how much I love you. You must be just overwhelmed by how much I love you. Don't really sing that sort of song. It's good to sing that we love God, but this is a song saying, no, sing about God. Sing about God. If God hadn't been on our side, it would have been a disaster, but he was on our side. So sing. Yeah. That's what we should sing. Well, I brought this box over for another reason. In our house, we had something in this box one time. It wasn't a grape. Mark, I think we got a photo, hopefully. It's not a very good photo, I'm afraid. What did I have in this box? Can you see? It's not a fly. No, it's not. It's bigger than a fly. It was a mouse. Okay. Caught the mouse. So Karen, my wife, was in the kitchen cooking one time, and that's the kitchen floor you can see there. Saw something out the corner of her eye. So I had to catch it. And I caught it. Isn't that amazing? I caught a mouse. Bam. Under the box. We didn't want to keep it under the box. We didn't want a pet mouse. We say goodbye, mouse. So I took the mouse outside of the house, lifted the lid in order to get the mouse, just going to get rid of it. Didn't want that mouse. And it got away. And the terrible story is it got back into the house. And Karen saw it was in our bedroom. But that's another story. Anyway, the point is it caught the mouse, but it got away. It escaped. And that comes up in the psalm here, not the escape of a mouse, but something else. Verse 2 and 5 is about the terrible things that would have happened if the Lord had not been on our side. And verse 6 and 7 is about an escape, but not a mouse. Let's look. Verse 6, praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. So the first idea in verse 6 is not that it's been torn by their teeth. That's like a bigger animal biting into a smaller animal and pulling it with their teeth, ripping it. That's not happened to us. And in verse 7, we've escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. A fowler is a bird catcher. It's not like a foul in football when someone breaks the rules. It's different spelling. F-O-W-L means bird. So a fowler is a bird catcher. The bird catcher leaves the snare or the trap and the bird gets stuck in it, like my mouse was stuck in my box. But again here, the bird escapes. The snare is broken. Not because they were cleverer than the stupid person who caught them, but because someone had broken the trap. The people were trapped. But someone helped them escape. They were stuck. They couldn't get out. But someone broke the trap. Now, if we're believers in Jesus, we know that Jesus has come to be on our side to break the trap of death so we can escape. Death is like a trap, like a snare. We die. All humans die. And then we are stuck. We can't get out. But Jesus has come and he's broken the trap and made the way out. So here's Jesus. And he came to be on our side. And he went into Jesus. He came, he was killed on the cross. And then his friends put him into the tomb. He died. He went into death. We were sliding behind the door. I wasn't clever enough to make a door that opened. But then he came out again. New. Jesus broke the snare of death. He broke the trap of death so that for his people, it's not a trap that's going to hold us. We can escape. Being dead is not a trap for Jesus' people anymore. That's amazing. Who could save us from the trap of death? Well, look at verse 8. It tells us how God is strong enough to do that. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The maker of heaven and earth. We sang this in the Creed song. We believe in God the Father, maker of everything, maker of heaven and earth. That's all the high things and the low things and everything in between. God made everything. Nothing made God. So there is no part. There's no aspects. There's no place in the universe that God is not in control. And any other spirits or so-called gods that there are, if they exist, they're part of his world. He made them. They can't do anything apart from him. If he says that that's going to stop being there, they'd stop being there. They have no power against him. He is the maker of heaven and earth. God made everything. Nothing made God. So what's the psalm saying? Come on, church, sing it. All sing it. If God hadn't been on our side, we would have had a terrible disaster. We were in the trap of death, but Jesus broke the trap. And so we as believers in Jesus, we can celebrate. And that's why we come to meetings. And that's what we should sing in our meetings. Sing about the great things that God has done. If he hadn't been on our side, it would have been disaster. But he has broken the trap so we can escape. So let me show you how we're going to read the psalm, but I'm changing it slightly for us as Christians. If you could put it, here we go. So here it begins, a song of ascent of David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say. The next slide, I've changed that a bit. Here we go. It's a song for God's people meeting. If the Lord had not been on our side, let the church say. So this is how the church is going to sing this psalm. And then carry on. If the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, that's not our great problem now. Next slide. If the Lord had not been on our side when we followed Satan's lies and our desires, they would have swallowed us alive. Next, the flood of your anger would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us and the raging waters would have swept us away. Oh, you've gone on. Okay. Yeah. So on the right hand side, praise be to the Lord. He's not let us be torn by their teeth. We've escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare of death has been broken. And then one last part of the psalm that has been changed now that Jesus has come. Our help is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. That's the fuller way that we know God now Jesus has come. So we're going to read that psalm. I hope that the next two slides give us those words. Here we go. I'll sing the first two lines. And you see, we've got the bit in when I'm going to say, let the whole church say. And you're then going to join in. Yeah. Okay. So this is a song for God's people's meeting. If the Lord hadn't been on our side, let the church say. If the Lord hadn't been on our side when we followed Satan's lies and our desires, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood of your anger would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare of death has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the Maker of heaven and earth.